Jim Jordan rips dysfunctional Biden admin. Americans crossing border into Mexico because gas is cheaper there. By Joshua Klein on July 13, 2022. The Biden administration has become so dysfunctional that Americans are crossing the border into Mexico because gas is cheaper there, according to Representative Jim Jordan. RO, citing Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in talks with President Biden this week. Appearing on Newsmax's The Chris Salcedo Show on Tuesday, Rep. Jordan touched on President Joe Biden's recent meeting with the President of Mexico, wherein he touted the continued cooperation on migration between the two countries. In a joint statement released on Tuesday, the two leaders stated that the U.S. and Mexico affirm our broad and deep cooperation and commitment to building a more prosperous and secure future for the people of North America. According to Rep. Jordan, such cooperation is non-existent and the whole country is aware of the fact. There is no cooperation, he said. What we have is an open border. Further, the Ohio congressman said, we no longer have a border. It's complete chaos, he added. Anyone with a brain understands that. Rep. Jordan then highlighted the repeated records of illegal border crossers being set monthly by the Biden administration. We have said, I think, over 150,000 illegal migrants have come across our border for 15 months straight, he stated. I mean, it's literally record after record after record, he added. Recalling the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy as well as the construction of the border wall systems along the Mexico-U.S. border, Rep. Jordan lamented the current lack of a secure border. We used to have in place the Remain in Mexico policy. We used to actually build the wall under President Trump, he said. We used to have a secure border, for goodness sake, he added. Highlighting a line from the Mexican president about Americans entering his country for lower gas prices, Rep. Jordan argued it was a sign of how dysfunctional the Biden administration has become. But for me, the key takeaway was the Mexican president talking about how now Americans are going across the border into Mexico because gas is cheaper there, he said. If that isn't a picture for just how dysfunctional and how bad the Biden administration has been, I don't know what it is, he added. Rep. Jordan's remarks come as President Biden welcomed the Mexican president to the White House to discuss the bilateral relationship between the U.S. and Mexico, as well as the surge in migrants, the rise in gas prices, and trade and climate concerns. The United States currently faces record high levels of illegal immigration, with more than 209,000 migrants apprehended after crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. in March, the highest number of migrant apprehensions for 1 month since March 2000. The last year of the Clinton administration. It also breaks the Biden-era record of 200,658 set in July 2021. Last month, Border Patrol agents apprehended nearly 192,000 migrants who illegally crossed from Mexico, according to government records previewed by Breitbart Texas. Since March 1, agents apprehended more than 182,000 migrants in the nine southwest border sectors. Last year, President Biden set new records for illegal immigration by enticing more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens to take the often deadly journey through Mexico to the nation's southern border in the hopes of being released into the U.S. Earlier this year, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was reported to have admitted in private that illegal immigration in President Biden's first year in office was worse now than ever in American history. In May, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called to secure the border, stating that if all illegal immigrants were gathered into a new city, it would be the fourth largest in the country. In April, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, warned the country was heading toward the biggest migration crisis in U.S. history as a result of Biden administration policies. According to Representative Chip Roy, RTX, the United States is currently under invasion at its southern border and thus called to reject funding a government that refuses to secure it. In March, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, accused President Biden of significantly damaging national security by deliberately creating a border crisis to expand the Democrat voter bloc, as he called for an investigation into the president over his actions. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.